The market in 2023 is forcing investors to be buttoned up and review their financial portfolios like never before. Trusted friends of the Todd Stern Show, Legacy Precious Metals, they can help to advise you on the best options to invest in gold and silver, which both provide stability in times of market crisis. I know this company well, so speak directly to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals by calling 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, hello everybody. How's it going out there? Hello, testing. Testing, is the mic on? Yeah, there we go. Hello everybody. I just yanked your chain, America. Wow, we got a lot going on today, and some great guests coming by. Congressman Mark Green's going to be here from the House Homeland Security Committee. They have been knee-deep in the border security hearing today. We're going to get the very latest from him. Folks, over 6 million illegals have crossed our border since Joe Biden became president. That is a pretty good size chunk of just about any state in the nation. Congressman Pat Fallon is going to be here as well. Just some pretty horrifying news coming out of this Afghanistan withdrawal hearing, and we're going to get the latest from him. But I have a question for you, and this is something that a lot of conservatives have been chatting about, tweeting about over the past couple of days, as we have seen many of our beloved American cities, great cities like Chicago, the Windy City, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, not in the biblical sense, but brotherly love, good-natured friendship. We've seen San Francisco, the beautiful city by the bay. All of them have been turned into left-wing war zones. It's appalling. It's shocking. It's disappointing. It's sad. It's almost, dare I say, speechless. But we can't say speechless on the radio, otherwise you would have dead air. But clearly, there have been some horrible things and atrocities that have been committed in many major American cities over the past, I would say, decade or so. And over the past couple of days, there have been some conservatives that have actually been positing an idea that maybe, just maybe, what we ought to be doing here is abandoning the large cities. In other words, we've done what we can do. We have tried to talk sense into the electorate, but the electorate prefers lawlessness. The electorate prefers roaming gangs of thugs and thuggets and thuglings burning down cities. The electorate prefers grown men dropping their pants and pooping in the middle of the street in San Francisco. The electorate prefers that. They would rather that be the case. And that reminds me, Dylan reminds me to tell a story about Times Square. Normally I get off on a tangent, but I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to stay laser focused on the issue at hand. So many conservatives, many of our fellow brethren and sistren have said it's time to surrender. It's time to wave the white flag, and we have to abandon the cities for the sake of our businesses and the safety of our families. We have to pack up the station wagon, the Buick. Yes, I know people don't drive station wagons or Buicks, but just go with me here. You have to pack everything in, and like Chevy Chase and National Lampoon Family Vacation, you hit the road. Get the dog, get the aunt, pack everything and get out of Dodge. They say it's a lost cause. They're suggesting that you move to red states or red cities and abandon these urban centers. And I say, what say you, America? Do you believe that's the right thing to do? Have we reached a point of no return where it really doesn't matter what we do, we're not going to be able to change the direction, the trajectory of these cities? And I ask this because the crime we are seeing is going to pale in comparison to what happens this summer. When the mobs of the oppressed swarm the streets. So my question is, what should we do? Should we stay and fight, or should we just say we tried, but it wasn't good enough, and go somewhere else? And I want to hear from you this hour on this topic, because many people are looking at what's happening in some of these cities, and they're leaving. The problem, a lot of liberals are moving too, but they're bringing their politics with them, and that's a problem. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we have some new developments on a story we've been following. This young white lady and her black friend, they were attacked by the mob of black teenagers in Chicago. And our good buddy over at Fox News, Matt Finn, was able to hunt these folks down, and they were on Fox News yesterday. And we're going to play some of this audio in just a moment, but the national media is not covering this part of the story. National media, again, is focused on whatever happened on the front porch of that 84-year-old man's home in Kansas City when he was accused of shooting a black teenager who was at the wrong house. They believe that's the bigger story. But we all know, I'm not going to belabor the point, but we all know that if, in fact, a gang of white teenage thugs had pummeled and beaten a black woman, every single news agency in the world, the galaxy, would be in Chicago right now. But I hate to say it like this, but white lives really don't matter to the mainstream media. And by the way, this is what happens, and neither do Asian American lives. And how many times have we seen Asian Americans being beaten in the streets of New York City by the oppressed? So when you start a movement and only one skin color matters, then all the rest of us become sort of irrelevant, right? Which is why I'm booking an appointment at the tanning salon every day this week. I've got to look bronze. You do what you got to do to stay safe in the big cities, including here in Memphis, Tennessee. But I want to play some audio in just a moment about this Chicago couple. And it's really a horrifying story, but it's a beautiful story because of what happened and who came to the rescue. And we're going to get to that in a second. I want to go to David, who is in Washington State. And David, your state lawmakers passing a bill that would actually allow the government to come in to the home. And if you have a child that is suffering from gender dysphoria, they will have the right to take that child out of the home. I mean, this is how radicalized your state has gotten.
Well, fortunately, not my county. My county would not allow that to happen. So, but 54 years old, Todd, I've been here my whole life, but outside of 10 years, I served in the military and roamed around, but I'm done. I'm packing up, I'm moving out, and I'm headed there. I'm going to Tennessee, and we're going to buy ourselves some property up there and set up a homestead.
Wow. So you've lived your whole life in Washington State, and you're coming out to Tennessee.
Yep. Eastern Washington, we fought and we fought and we fought and we fought. We just keep losing. I think a lot of it is stolen from us. We've been doing mail-in ballots. Ever since mail-in ballots, we haven't had a Republican anything hired, elected. I'm done. We are done.
So, David, when you and are you married? Do you have family, kids?
I'm married. My kids are all growing up and out. Her kids are all growing up and out. So,
what was the deciding factor for Tennessee? I mean, were you looking at other states, and what was it about Tennessee?
Yeah. We were roaming all over the place. We were first looking for property here in Washington where we could just go hide in the mountains and not be seen. But we looked and we looked and we looked and we looked. And, you know, Tennessee has some beautiful, beautiful property up there. And I can grab about 27, 30 acres for a lot less than I can here.
Well, no doubt about that. And we don't have an income tax here, a state income tax. So that's always
We don't yet either, but they're pushing for that here.
So David, again, you know, a lot of folks are saying, well, we've got to stick with it. We've got to fight. But you say you've done that and it just hasn't moved the needle.
Yep. And I'm so many others, too. So don't worry about the Washingtonians that are coming over there, because believe me, we are staunch red on this side. every county in Washington except for three is darn red counties, but those three have the highest population, so they run the state.
All right. Now, are you moving to the eastern part of Tennessee, western part, middle part?
We just got a broker down there looking for us, so it's going to be in the mountains. Yeah, probably not the Smoky Mountains, because Smoky seems to be a little higher than other areas. So,
well, you'll be over in eastern middle Tennessee then. I will say this, you're going to love it. We have great people here, very friendly. We're controlled by a supermajority of Republicans, mostly conservatives, but you're going to love it here. And all I can tell you is welcome south, brother.
And I'm looking forward to the barbecue.
Oh, yes. And David, just an FYI, if you're going to invite people over, don't invite them over for a barbecue unless there's something smoking on the, you know, in the smoker. So that's barbecue here is ribs. It's not hamburgers and hot dogs. So
yes, sir. I understand that.
All right. Well, we just want to avoid any cultural faux pas, and good luck understanding the language. I have a hard time understanding some of the folks over in East Tennessee. So
I was kidding. Thank you, Don.
All right, David. God bless you. All right, there you have it. David from Washington State, he and his wife said they fought the good fight, and they're getting out of Dodge. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Are you staying and fighting, or have you decided, that's it, we're heading to the red states? We'll be right back, America. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Let's go right to the phones. Howard in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Howard, what you got for us?
Good afternoon. Yes, sir, I've been listening to what you were saying concerning people in the Democratic states and, of course, about the crime and so forth, and you've been giving them advice that if they're sick of it, then maybe they should consider taking the family and moving to a red state, and all that sounds wonderful, but I believe, although there may be some exceptions, most of these people that are in these Democratic states vote Democratic, and if they do move to a red state, all they're going to do is carry their Democratic venom with them and cause problems in the red states.
Now, you see, Howard, you're on to something, and we saw this happen in North Carolina. It's sort of in the process of happening in Georgia right now, where you have so many people moving down and they're bringing their politics with them. And so you're concerned that if they do come, they're going to bring that too.
Absolutely. Wow. People with that mindset need to go ahead and stay where they are, because they voted Democratic. So as far as I'm concerned, they deserve what they get.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Howard Joan agrees with you. She says, on our Facebook live stream, Todd, governors of red states should ban access to their state if people coming there are Democrat. Make them have to live in the liberal state they supported. We on the right need to get tough. All caps, by the way. I like that.
Yes, sir.
All right, Howard, appreciate you listening to us, and thanks for calling in. Joan says, how about the red states just secede from the, well, there, a lot of people are talking about that. Let's go to Michigan. Sunday is on the line. Hi, Sunday. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. It's an honor to speak to you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I've lived in Michigan all my life, 66 years, and it seems to be getting bluer and bluer. And I live in Wayne County, which is probably one of the most corrupt counties in Michigan. And I'm just begging my husband, he's going to retire in maybe 3 years, to move south. And I can hardly wait.
Now, Sunday, have you picked out any particular state? I mean, I live in Tennessee. I can vouch for the volunteer state. We're pretty good people down here.
Yes, sir. I love the volunteers. I would, at this point, Todd, I'd move to North Ohio. It's so bad. But I do want to go more south than that, and I would love to move to Tennessee. I'd like to get a couple acres and do some farming.
Well, I think that, look, I think that's an excellent idea. And you know, Sunday, it's when you look at what's happening with China buying up all of the farmland. We had somebody on the show yesterday talking briefly about that and the fact that we could find ourselves in a shooting war with the Chinese very soon. I think that's a pretty smart thing to find yourself some property, start planting some crops, and try to be as self-sufficient as you can possibly be and get away from those big urban areas.
Yes, sir. My people, my mother and father came from West Virginia. My mother's side, the coal miners, my dad's side was more white collar. But I absolutely love the South, the people in it. And I agree with Howard. I don't want them moving down there and bringing their politics with them. That's no good. But I would love to move to Tennessee.
I love it. Sunday, all right, if you make it down here, you got to swing over to Memphis. We're the only blue part of Tennessee, but we're still good people on this end of the state.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger. Give us a holler back one of these days.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. That's Sunday. What a great name. Sunday from Michigan and getting ready to move, hopefully, to the southern states. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I will say this, and this is, I'm only speaking for me here, but, and I'm, you know, I'm a tough old bird, and I'm a little stubborn, but I'm not going anywhere. You know what? My town has been overrun by the radical progressives. They've really hurt this beautiful southern city. And Memphis, some of the nicest, kindest people. You walk down the street, they will give you the shirt off their back. I mean, it's that kind of good people. Somebody's not feeling good, you've got half the neighborhood knocking on your door with a casserole. That's how we operate down here. But now they've allowed these, and by they, you have these city leaders, and they're radical progressives, and they've allowed Memphis to be turned into a war zone. Now, get this. So they had a big meeting yesterday. They've got all these kids as young as 8 years old running around the streets causing mayhem. 8 years old in the dark of night. And our district attorney came out yesterday, and he is actually more concerned about the children being able to hang out at night. And he even defended the twerking. I mean, you've got pretty much butt-naked people in downtown Memphis twerking in thongs on top of automobiles. Nobody wants to see that. And we got a lot of healthy eaters here in this part of the state. Some of those people need to put some clothes on. Nobody wants to see that. And then, Lord love him, somebody sent me some video the other day, right there in front of Beale Street, in front of B.B. King and God and Country, somebody digging their thong out of their butt crack. Come on. What's going on in America? So all that to say, you got the district attorney here saying, well, you know what, maybe we shouldn't be cracking down on these kids. We should let the kids play in the streets at night. Are you freaking kidding me? This is insane. So look, when we come back, we're going to play this audio of this Chicago couple. Somebody actually saved their lives from this mob, and that person has now come forward, and we're going to hear from this individual as well. But I think, you know, it shows you where we're at in this country. We've just got to fight back. And for me, I'm staying put. I'm going to fight the good fight. I believe it is a fight worth winning. And I think we can win if we just start voting with our brains instead of our backsides. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
We've got a little issue here. So, late last night in Memphis, a homeowner woke up around 10:30 and found a burglar in the house. The homeowner grabbed his gun and shot the burglar. The burglar stumbled out of the home and anyway ended up in the hospital. We now understand that the person in critical condition. We don't have any skin colors involved, so that will determine whether or not this is national news or not. But I will say this, the folks around Memphis are really responding to what happened, and they're supporting the homeowner, because a lot of people are saying, and I would ask you homeowners, I mean, if somebody breaks into your home, what do you do? Do you call the police? Do you grab your gun? Do you shoot them? I mean, if they are inside your home, and you have a stand your ground law in your state, what do you do? This is pretty fascinating, some of the responses. Fran says, we will protect our homes and families with brute force when necessary. Got what he deserved. Another says, Chris says, good for the homeowner, but that one thug is just a drop in the bucket, unfortunately. There you go. Louise says, kudos to the homeowner. Nick says, well, I'm not going to read that on the air. I can't read that. Lisa says it's criminals, it's citizens one, criminals zero for Memphis. Arm yourselves, train yourselves, protect yourselves. And Paula says, I think we have all had enough. It's going to end up like the Wild West if they don't hold these criminals accountable. And when you look at what's happening, and again, the circumstances are the circumstances, and I don't want to get into that, but just understand where we are, the context of the moment, where you have this lawlessness in places like Kansas City, where the homeowner said that he had been the victim of crimes in the past. Look at what happened in New York State with the guy who shot the girl in the car. So at some point, you just have to ask yourself, all right, as a country, are people just so terrified of crime that they're lashing out? Now, here's my take on all of this. If you own a gun, then you need to get yourself trained, and you need to understand how you should control that weapon and what to do in the event you have to use that weapon. But you just can't go out there and just randomly shoot somebody in your driveway. You just can't do that. Now, if I were, well, I'm going to save this for the break, but I will say this. If I were that guy in Kansas City, I would use what I'm calling the Biden defense, and I'll explain that in just a few moments. But first, as promised, I want to play some audio. This is the young woman. She's 22. She's white. Her friend is a black guy. And they were the ones that were beaten by this black mob in Chicago. Take a listen. Cut number one.
Moments ago, I was able to speak to the couple that were at the center of that now viral attack on the streets of Chicago over the weekend. They described what happened in their own words. Listen.
Well, I just recently saw the video, but we were just downtown in Chicago trying to shop, you know, trying to get some food. And we were walking down the street, and there was a really big group of guys, a really big group of people.
And girls.
Yeah, guys and girls. And, you know, DJ had my hand, and he was trying to lead me through the crowd of people. And they pushed him, they pushed me, And as soon as they pushed me, I told DJ, I said, hey, you know, they just shoved me. And he asked them, he was like, yo, don't shove her. Who shoved her? And as soon as he said that, everything went crazy. You know, they said they're going to kill us. They turned around and, you know, started fighting, you know.
So sorry.
I got pushed down
that.
To the ground. And yeah, I got pushed down to the ground. And the whole group of people went to DJ, not me. Like, I have a lot less injuries than he does because I was more of a bystander than anything. But everyone went for him and it ended up in the middle of the street. They were jumping him in the middle of the street. It got pretty bad.
Oh, I'm just so sorry to hear that. DJ, what were the extent of your injuries after all this, you and Ashley's injuries?
As you can see, I don't know if you can see or not, I have a black eye. My face is messed up. Shoulder is pretty f***ed up too. I'm pretty sure it's out of place or something. My back, sore. My nose, I don't know what's wrong with my nose. It's swollen. I don't know what's going on with it, but get it checked out soon. Injuries.
Do you believe that you two were targeted in this attack, or do you believe this was random?
It was very random, because all we were doing, we had just left Nordstrom, and we were looking for somewhere to eat, and we saw that group, and they just thought they was tough, and didn't want to move out the way, just out there being stupid, young and dumb, trying to prove a point for nothing. So, and that's how that happened.
And you were also...
Yeah, it was absolutely...
Go ahead, Ashley.
It was just absolutely random. We didn't know anybody. We were just trying to walk through a group of people.
And you were also robbed, right? Were things taken from you, Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, DJ?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of our pairs of shoes, my Yeezys, her sandals, her Apple Watch, my hat. We had just bought the...
Both our phones.
Her glasses, both our phones. Mm. Cops drove right by it. Act like they didn't see anything.
While DJ was getting jumped in the middle of the street, that's when I was getting up off the ground, and I saw the cops just drive by. They almost had to avoid the collision to get past us, but they just drove by the incident in the middle of the street.
I've only got a few seconds left, but a good Samaritan picked you up and took you to the hospital, correct?
Yes, yes, wow. Very, yes. Her
God
name
bless
is Lenora. Her name is Lenora.
Wow.
She gave us shoes, took us home, took us to the hospital.
Her husband as well.
Thank you.
I know
so
you're
much.
Looking for her.
I don't know
we'll
where we would have been without her.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our thoughts and our prayers are with both of you, and we are praying for that city because it's, you know, it's going through tough times. Thanks to both of you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Well, there you go. Thank you. And by the way, the beeping, they were playing some of the footage from the actual attack, and the language was very salty. So anyway, they mentioned this woman and who came to the rescue, and she's an older woman. Her name is Lenora. She's a black woman, and she actually rescued the couple from this mob, and she did an interview with one of the local TV stations, Cut 14.
I literally went out into the street and stopped and held my hands up to a police car and asked them to stop and motioned them over to what was going on. And they just cut a path around me and just kept going.
She was eventually able to get the couple into her car. Then she drove them to the police station.
I got told by the desk sergeant that this was going to happen. It was going to keep happening because Brandon Johnson got elected. That floored me.
An ambulance then took them to the hospital, but the couple was without their phones, wallets, and shoes, which had all been stolen during the attack.
I told the couple that I was going to go home to find them some shoes so that they wouldn't be barefoot for the rest of the night.
Her name is Lenore.
Wow.
She gave us shoes, and took us home, took us to the hospital.
Her husband as well.
Thank you.
Let's do on to others. And that's a mantra that I live by every day, is just do on to others as you would have them do on to you.
Well, there you go. Good for you, Lenora, and her husband. They didn't have to do that. They were good Samaritans. And it sounds like this is a good church-going lady. But again, this goes back to what are we doing here? Are we raising up kids to teach them right from wrong, or are you just letting them out on the streets to run around like animals? What are you doing? I mean, geez, Alou. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844 747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Wow, I'm going to get in so much trouble here. So, look, here's the deal. So we don't know what happened on this porch. And if this old man used racial language and then shot the kid, and it went down as you're telling us, yes, the guy should be punished. Yes, the guy broke the law. All right. But if I were that guy's attorney, I would use the Joe Biden defense. Take a listen.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12 gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fired two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. But if I were that guy's attorney, I'd say, Your Honor, President Biden, here's what he had to say back in the day. Can we play the audio? And there you go. It is what it is. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Fox News. My former employer in a little bit of hot water. So we were expecting there to be a two-month-long trial, right? Everybody was dying. Everybody was dying. Oh, we can't wait. They wanted to see Hannity on the stand. They wanted to see Ingram and Tucker. They wanted the mainstream media wanted a circus, a freak show. And it turns out they weren't even through day one when they reached an agreement with Dominion Voting Systems. And the agreement is a settlement nearly worth $800 million. So I have a few thoughts about this. First of all, I think Fox ultimately could have won this lawsuit because the issue was not the fact that they lied to their viewers. The issue was not the fact that many of their hosts on television are two-faced that you cannot trust. So this was not an issue because, again, under the law, hear me on this, Fox News Channel hosts can go out there and tell you that the election was stolen. And then turn around while they're at the cocktail parties with CNN and MSDNC and all the rest of them and say, can you guys believe that the yahoos who watch Fox, our viewers, they actually buy all that crap? Because that's what they were doing. As opposed to being honest with their viewers, they were lying to them. And it's all there. They had all the evidence. They had all the goods. As a matter of fact, the all caps red letter headline at Breitbart pretty much set it off. Fox News admitted to telling lies. But again, that's not a crime. What they could have and should have done is forced the question. And the question is whether or not Fox acted out of malice. Did they intentionally go after Dominion? And I think that's where the letter of the law, I think, ultimately was on Fox News Channel's side. Was it the moral decision? Was that the morally right decision? No, of course not. But I don't know. Some of you may not have a problem with that. You see Fox as entertainment and not necessarily information anymore. Still, you would think that Fox, and I get it, there's somebody said, well, they didn't really apologize. Fox didn't apologize. Well, yeah, they didn't need to apologize. It was a nearly $800 million apology. They're writing a big, fat apology check is what they're doing. But you, the listeners of this radio program, the viewers of Fox News, you get diddly squat. Think about this. You watched Fox and Friends this morning. Anybody on Fox and Friends apologize for lying to you, for misleading you? And we'll see tonight, maybe the primetime host, maybe they'll apologize to you. Do you even want an apology? Is one even necessary? Or do you just pretty much take what you see on Fox News now with a grain of salt? Didn't used to be that way, by the way. Didn't used to be that way. Nearly $800 million. So look, I mean, you can see it as entertainment or infotainment if you want to. But Fox, that is a chunk of money right there. Nearly $800 million. Anyway, every year they do a big, lavish Christmas party at Fox News. They rent out sometimes every hotel ballroom, and it's just massive, lavish buffets. All the shrimp cocktail you can eat. And who doesn't love a good shrimp cocktail at the Christmas party? I mean, that's like one of the go-to things, that and the brisket, right? Nobody's eating the crudité. They want the shrimp and the beef. And they had mounds of it, mountains of it. They had different theme bars and bands and gambling, all sorts of great stuff. It's a lot of fun. People dressed to the nines. But I don't think that's going to happen this year. Don't be surprised if Ducey shows up at the Christmas party with a bucket of KFC. Everybody here, have a chicken leg. Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Nearly $800 million. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, have you heard this story? New York State, a lot of public schools scrambling to find new mascots today. And that's because the Board of Regents, they banned public schools from using Native American names as mascots. So you're not going to be able to use Warriors, Chiefs, or Braves. The Fighting Kemosabes, not going to happen anymore. It's part of this national effort to scrub racially insensitive school mascots. So far, nearly 60 school districts are going to be impacted. Now, this is what's fascinating about this. If you go to a tribal school, so let's say you go to Pocahontas High School, and it's a tribal school, it's on an Indian reservation, guess what? You get to still call your team the Chief Sitting Bulls, right? So if that's your mascot and you're a tribal team, it's okay for you to call themselves the Warriors or the Chiefs or the Braves, right? You're even allowed to do the tomahawk chop. You can do that. Compliments of Elizabeth Warren. You can bang your bongos in the teepee. But if you're one of those pale face schools, well, ooh, not okay, biggins. No, it's not okay. So it's sort of like, are you understanding the hypocrisy in all of this? So if you're an Indian school, yeah, sure, you can call yourselves whatever you want to call yourselves. But if the pale face school, you can't do that. It's sort of like the Indian equivalent of the paleface reciting the lyrics to rap music. Oh, can't do that. Yeah, whoa. You can listen to it, but you can't sing it. So there you go. My condolences. You know, they tried to do that with the Atlanta Braves. They tried to rename the Atlanta Braves and the tomahawk. They told everybody, well, okay, you can keep the name, but you can't do that tomahawk chop. And a lot of people were very upset. So guess what they did? Yeah, not only did they do the tomahawk chop, they never stopped doing the tomahawk chop. So there you go. I wonder what Tonto has to say about this. Guys, you remember Tonto from the Lone Ranger? They're shaking their heads. What are they teaching you kids in school? Heaven help our country. All right, we got to scoot out. We'll be right back, America. Oh, yeah.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. And, folks, we've got a lot going on today. By the way, Congressman Mark Green is going to be here in just a few moments, a little while. We'll be talking with him about what's happening at the border security hearing with Alejandro Mayorkas. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from the great state of Texas, Pat Fallon. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Todd Starnes, great American. Great to be with you, my friend.
So, Congressman, a lot happening around the country, but you guys have been focused on the withdrawal from Afghanistan and this debacle. You had the White House coming out and just shockingly saying, hey, it went swimmingly well. There was no chaos. We didn't leave anything behind that wasn't ours. And I think all the rest of us are sitting here going, what in the world are you people talking about?
Well, they said, Todd, that everything went great, but if you do want to blame somebody, you better blame President Trump. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. Everything was so great, why is there some blame to go around? And the fact of the matter is, when you just ask yourself a few questions, who was president in 2021 for the vast majority of the year? It was Joe Biden. Who made the decision to arbitrarily withdraw our troops before September 11th because he wanted some kind of, you know, idiotic symbolism rather than, you know, fact of the matter, things on the ground, the reality is on the ground. You don't withdraw from Afghanistan during the middle of fighting season. You do that in the winter to give the embryonic Afghan government a chance to succeed. But he doesn't, you know, want to own up to that. Also, Todd, he doesn't want to own up to the fact that against his military advisors' advice and suggestions, he drew down 2,500 troops to 650, which was not enough to hold Bagram and Kabul. And what happened was 5,000 scumbag Taliban criminals escaped, one of which was a suicide bomber that killed 13 Americans. Those are facts.
And Congressman, to really hit that point home, the Inspector General report came out, and the Inspector General lays the blame at the feet of Joe Biden, his administration, calling them dysfunctional days or dysfunction days. I want to read this to you and get your reaction. They say that the efforts to withdraw from Afghanistan were undermined by bureaucratic dysfunction and understaffing. The U.S. promised to resettle its allies in safety, but the United States is failing. And again, you go back to those poor, desperate people running down the tarmac trying to catch the last flight out of Afghanistan. How many of the people, how many people did we actually leave behind there, including our allies there? It's just unbelievable what this administration has done.
Well, they really, you know, botched the whole thing entirely. And that's why they're not cooperating and didn't cooperate with the IG. That's also why they came out with their bogus 12-page report written by the Biden administration, blaming, shockingly, President Trump. And, you know, when you talk about, there were two sets of folks that needed to leave Afghanistan, or at least wanted to leave Afghanistan. There were evacuees, and then there were refugees. The evacuees were people, Todd, that worked for us, that would be in harm's way if they stayed. We were committed to getting them out. But there are almost just under 200,000 folks that came out of Afghanistan. They didn't all work for us. They weren't all family members of folks that worked for us. In fact, the vast majority is just refugees. And I thought there was supposed to be a robust screening process. They haven't repatted. They've repatted almost no one. So they even screwed up the withdrawal of our evacuees. They left people that we needed to get out, and they took a whole pile of people that we don't even know who they are.
And you're absolutely right about that. I know the White House is coming after you guys. I want to get your reaction. They're accusing you and your colleagues of political stunts.
Yeah. You know, it's a political stunt to say that I need to withdraw troops before September 11th, 2021, because it was the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Who literally bloody cares? You have to, if you're going to leave, you leave when conditions, that's why President Trump had a conditions-based withdrawal. You leave when conditions are met, and you give the best chance for the Afghan government to succeed. They didn't do any of that. And you also don't withdraw your military first and then civilians last. You do it in reverse order. And that's another thing that they botched. It was run by amateurs, and when they were asked, when they sought the advice of professionals and experts, they ignored it.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, our friend Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, another big issue here domestically we've been looking at is this surge in violence. And, you know, a lot of conservatives are saying, we're done. We are moving to a red state. We have tried. We cannot make things better. So we are leaving our states, our cities. One guy called in earlier, said he spent his entire life, 54 years in Washington State, moving to Tennessee. What do you tell those Americans, those law-abiding Americans who are living in these cities that are controlled by progressive radicals?
I tell them that Texas is a big state and we have a lot of room for them if they want to live under law and order. It's almost like we want to make new habits, Todd, that say make crime criminal again. It's unbelievable what these Soros DAs have done. And it's more dangerous in Detroit and St. Louis and New Orleans than it is in the countries of Honduras and Guatemala, which, incidentally, are the most dangerous countries in the world. Some of our cities in America are literally more dangerous than the most dangerous countries in the world. And the left and the media, and I know I'm being redundant there, don't want to talk about it.
No, they don't. And it's sad, but ultimately, this is a message I think the Republicans are really going to have to embrace, because this is impacting everybody. And folks are just sick and tired of it, Congressman. One final thought before we let you go. We've been following the debt ceiling controversy. How are things going, and what's your read on your fellow Republicans? Are you guys going to be able to hold the line in the House?
I think so. I think my read is it's not going well, only because Joe Biden refuses to negotiate. And, you know, I made a campaign pledge that I'm not voting for debt ceiling increases, you know, unless we had massive spending cuts. We have got to get our fiscal house in order. And the argument that, well, we might be facing a financial Armageddon. Well, you know what? We're going to be facing a financial Armageddon if we keep spending the trillion plus dollars every year more than we take in. So it's whether it's going to be now or later, it has to be addressed. Because if the U.S. dollar loses its status as the world reserve currency, Todd, we don't even want to think about what that's going to look like.
It's a fair point. A fair point. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate having you on the program.
Thank you, Todd. God bless. And Dr. Mark Green is going to be a great guy.
All right.
He's a wonderful American.
He is indeed. And you are as well. All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Pat Fallon from Texas, hitting a couple of the big national and international stories we've been following. Oh, by the way, some breaking news. Fox is reporting they've made a couple of arrests now in that deadly shooting in Dadeville, Alabama. A 16-year-old and a 17-year-old are the suspects. Now, get this. 4 people were killed, 32 people injured. That's, again, 36 people in a gunned down in a mass shooting in a tiny town of about 3,200 people. This is one of the worst mass shootings in recent history. And they're not giving us a lot of details. They have been so quiet about this. The national media is not going to cover the story because it does not fit their narrative. And we still don't have any indication of what happened. A source there in town I was talking to a couple of days ago said this was some sort of a teenage angst sort of a thing. So maybe there was a relationship issue, or somebody was going out with somebody else's girlfriend and all you know what broke loose. So we'll see how all this plays out, but what a mess in Alabama. All right, let's go to the phones here. James in Minnesota. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. On the lawsuit, Dominion lawsuit, Mike Lindell came out and spelled from A to Z what was wrong with Dominion machines and basically dared them to sue him. Whatever happened with that?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I haven't been following the Mike Lindell angle on this.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he nobody could have said worse things about Dominion than he did. I mean, he basically said they were corrupt, crooked, and the machines were bad.
That's a good point. Apparently, they do have a lawsuit. I'm having to Google this. I didn't know what you were going to be talking about. My apologies. But, they're suing multiple people. That's my understanding, mm-hmm. including Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and, of course, mm-hmm. Mike Lindell. So, yeah, so there you go. I don't know, to be honest with you, James. I mean, if Fox News had a case, I think they would have played this out. But Fox felt like they either had a losing hand here, James, or Fox did not want the negative publicity that was going to come out with Tucker and Hannity and Ingram on the stand.
Yeah, I heard Lindell basically dare them to sue him. So,
well, they did. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I mean, if he's got the goods, he's got the goods, and I'd like to see it. And let's see what the court of law says. But Fox News Channel, which has a heck of a lot more resources than Mike Lindell, you know, they said they basically admitted they lied.
I just felt that was whole fishy the whole time, that they would just surrender and Lindell say and bring it on.
Yeah, I think the bigger issue is they are terrified. Fox is terrified of Newsmax, and they're terrified of, well, predominantly Newsmax. It used to be One America, but it's pretty much Newsmax. And I think they're scared to have those text messages and a lot of other correspondence that proved that, and this has nothing really even to do with Dominion, is that Fox hosts were lying to you. You know, that's the issue. And I think they didn't want to have anything to do with that.
I think you're spot on.
Well, and it's sad, but we'll see how this plays out, James. But yeah, a couple of, and by the way, there's another lawsuit. So more people are suing Fox over this. So you got to be careful when you're out there talking about this stuff. You better say alleged or purportedly. If you don't, they're going to come after you and they're going to get you. All right, James, appreciate that call. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Thank you, Todd, for your open mic app. I've got a quick question for you. How do you raise a child from infant to maybe 14, 15, 16 years old and have them go into a city and smash in the windows, steal goods, burn up the place? How do we train those children to do that? Is there a special way?
Well, Herbie, thank you, by the way, for that question, and thanks for using the Shoutback app. Some of you may say, how did that happen? How do you do that? Well, it's very simple. If you have downloaded our app, part of the app function, you can actually send us a Shoutback just like Herbie did. Now, if you'd like to download the app, you've got to go to this website, kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. Click on the app and download it, and you'll be able to send as many Shoutbacks as you want to. But to answer your question, Herbie, from Alpharetta, Georgia, beautiful town, by the way, there is no raising of the children. That's the problem. A lot of these kids are growing up in homes where there is no discipline. The mom, the dad, maybe it's a single family home, but there is no parental supervision. And these kids are basically learning how to live by being out on the streets. But then you have to throw in the critical race theory component, where the kids are being taught in their public schools at a very young age. We've heard some reports of kindergartners that have been taught that there is one group that oppresses people and another group that is the oppressed. And so when you've got those two things out there, it creates a volatile situation, which is what we saw in Chicago. And by the way, I mean, you had city leaders There's some video of a Walmart in Chicago being looted, pillaged, and plundered. And yet city leaders are out there blaming Walmart and saying they're guilty of corporate racism because they're moving their stores out of the city. Well, can you blame them? I mean, really, can you blame them? So I think, Herbie, I hope that answers your question, Herbie. But it really is a combination platter of issues. But I think those are the two main entrees, if you will. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about my good buddy, Carl Higbee. Got a brand new show over on Newsmax. He's big and bold, hosting his own show, Carl Higbee Frontline. After 9/11, Carl actually joined the Navy SEALs. He spent almost a decade fighting for our great nation, and now Carl continues that fight every night on Newsmax. So you got to watch Carl Higbee later tonight on Newsmax. And also, you can get the very latest on President Trump's next big move and Joe Biden's dangerous decision. That's all happening today on Newsmax. By the way, tens of millions have already made the switch, and you should as well. You can watch Newsmax now on all major cable systems. Also, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, and be sure to check out Carl Higbee Frontline later tonight. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is from Fetternick. He's back, and Fetternick showed up to work in the Senate wearing cargo shorts and some sort of a hoodie type of thing. It was really weird. And now he's talking about having a body double. Cut number three.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Senator John Fetterman, and I just want you to know that I'm back and I'm feeling great, 100%. And, you know, during my time during the hospital, the fringy fringies really came up with a conspiracy that I have a body double. And I just want you to know that is just crazy. That's not true. And I, you know, dude, John, what event am I supposed to be doing this afternoon? Dude, really?
Just the two of us.
That's sort of weird. I don't know. Does he have a body double? I don't know. I'm not sure he's all there. I really don't. Another big story we've been following, this one from the Tennessee State Capitol, where a Republican governor, is now pushing gun control measures after a school shooting in Nashville. And here's the problem in Tennessee. It really is Nashville. You've got the country music industry, which has gone full-blown woke, and you also have Hollywood. They are really putting the pressure. You've got people like Amy Grant and Sheryl Crow, and we'll play some audio from them a little bit later, but you've got those folks out there saying, we've got to get the guns. We've got to get the guns. And now the Southern Baptist Convention, and I know we have a lot of Southern Baptists that listen to this program. Well, the Southern Baptist Convention has a policy wing. They're called the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and that organization is woke. They are liberals, closet Democrats. And the head of the ERLC, the Southern Baptist leader, came out, wrote a letter to every lawmaker in the state and basically threatened them and said, if you do not follow through and take away people's guns, if you do not follow through and pass gun reform, if you do not follow through and pass a red flag law, then we're going to direct every Southern Baptist in our state to vote against you. Now, did he say that directly? Nobody insinuated that. And it was a threat, and it should have been taken as a threat. So here's what you need to know. And look, I'm a Southern Baptist. I'm not a Catholic, so I'm a Protestant. And we do things a little bit differently in our denomination. We are autonomous. So the Southern Baptist Convention HQ can't tell our local church what to do. So I hope all those lawmakers understand that and they don't buy into the threats. But what message do you want to send to all of these gun grabbers within the Southern Baptist Convention? And now Amy Grant and Sheryl Crow. 844-747-8868. That's our number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
All right, good to have you with us. By the way, Paul sends an email to us. Says, Todd, why is it all these lefties, they always talk about gun control, but they never talk about criminal control? And look, it's a great question. I say lock them up. Lock them all up. So anyway, yesterday, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention's policy wing, a guy by the name of Leatherwood, and he's got a bee in his bonnet over guns, and the guy is just a lefty on guns. I mean, that's really all there is to it. So is Amy Grant and Sheryl Crow. You know what's interesting? I read the guy's letter where he threatened all these lawmakers. If you don't vote to take away the guns, we're gonna have every Baptist vote against you. Well, not this Baptist, pal. I'm a gun-toting, Bible-clinging son of a Baptist. But what I never heard this guy talk about is the transgender activist who gunned down those children in Nashville and those adults. No mention of that in the letter. Nothing at all. Amy Grant, she didn't mention anything about that. Neither did Sheryl Crow. As a matter of fact, here is the conversation with Amy Grant and Sheryl Crow meeting with Governor Bill Lee, who is a rhino Republican, and he's the one pushing for the gun reform measures. Take a listen.
We're just here to give voice to what a lot of not only artists, musical artists, but also moms, dads.
We caught up with the delegation as they left a meeting with Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, a meeting driven by the horror of the Covenant School shooting and their belief that another tragedy could be prevented if lawmakers could just agree on some common sense gun laws.
Yes, we are Nashvillians. We're also moms, and in your case,
grandmother.
Grandmother, yes. And I think what happened at Covenant has touched everyone, including Governor Lee on a very deep and personal level.
In response to the tragedy, their group, Voices for a Safer Tennessee, is pushing for extreme risk protection orders to take guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, universal background checks, and requiring gun owners to keep weapons locked away so they don't fall into the wrong hands.
And everyone is fatigued from the trauma, and I think that creates a table to which everyone is willing to come forward and sit around and say, this is complicated. Everybody wants change.
We're in a tough place in Tennessee.
House Republican Chair Jeremy Faison says his side is working on a plan, although he admits some of what the group is pushing would be a hard sell with his caucus.
We get as many emails asking us not to do red flag laws, not to take away our AR-15s, not to do anything, as we get emails asking us to do something.
His Democratic counterpart says Republicans are just counting their own votes, not thinking about a bipartisan compromise.
I don't want something that the entire Republican caucus can vote for, because that means it's going to be very watered down and very tailored to certain special interest groups.
I'm Cameron.
With Covenant now a fading memory in the eyes of some, the question is, will this be any different from Tennessee's other mass shootings, where nothing ever changed?
It's hard to make any headway on this issue. Are you optimistic?
We're optimistic, mm-hmm. regardless of what happens. And Nashville is in a unique position to do this
Absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely. And we know that there's common ground there.
There is common ground.
Yes, and it's not easy, but now's the time.
All right, there you go. Amy Grant, Sheryl Crow. By the way, this is what's fascinating. You know, Amy Grant, she's one of those contemporary Christian artists. I want you to understand something here. Many of the contemporary Christian artists are actually conservative, but they're terrified of speaking out and sharing their beliefs about something, because most of the industry
is actually liberal. And they are socially liberal, culturally liberal, politically liberal, and they're controlling the Christian music industry. A lot of people don't know this. The contemporary Christian community is actually controlled by secular Hollywood and all the music companies. So it's all a big fallacy. That's what this. So understand, when you're spending money on these artists, many of them are liberals. And Amy Grant is a liberal. I like her music, but she's a liberal. But it's okay for someone like Amy Grant. This is the point of this is where I'm going with this. It's okay for Amy Grant to speak out about political issues, right? But you have all these woke evangelicals, the people like the David Frenches of the world and Russell Moore from Christianity Today and all these big highfalutin religious folks, and they come after you. Well, those people, they're flying a Christian flag in their sanctuary. That's a sin. You shouldn't love America. You're a Christian nationalist. You should hate your country. How dare you? They don't want you involved in politics, right? Because they think if you support Donald Trump, then you've lost your faith in God. And how many times have we heard that over the years, right? You Christians, you have to stay out of politics. But it's okay for Amy Grant, because nobody's criticizing, and this is the thing. Beth Moore, you know, the lady Bible teacher with all the followers, all her disciples. It's okay for Amy Grant to come out because she's a liberal. You don't hear Beth Moore blasting Amy Grant. Amy Grant, this is Beth Moore. How dare you? You sully the name of Christ when you come out and talk politics. She's never said anything. Silence. Crickets chirping. As a matter of fact, I don't hear anybody from Christianity Today or the Religion News Service or all these other wackadoodle left-wingers. I don't hear them calling out Amy Grant or blasting Amy Grant because she's using her platform as a contemporary Christian artist to go after guns. Do you see the hypocrisy? That's all I'm doing, is just pointing out the hypocrisy of it all. And honestly, has anybody really listened to Amy Grant music in the past, I don't know, 30 years? I don't mean to any offense by it. I mean, but, you know, I'm just saying, she's no Reba or Dolly. And I like Amy Grant. I don't like her politics. But you know what? I will defend her right to say it. But what gets me here is the double standard. Because they've tried to convince a lot of you Christians out there, because you supported Donald Trump, because you got involved in politics, because maybe there's an American flag in your sanctuary across from the Christian flag, that makes you a bad person or a bad Christian. I don't like that. And we call out the hypocrisy. That's what we're doing here. By the way, Amy Grant taking a stand for gay marriage. You know what? That's her right. But I don't hear the same people attacking conservative Christians. They're not attacking the liberal Christians. So I just want you to be aware. And all you Southern Baptists out there, are you aware? Are you really aware of how woke and liberal your denomination has gotten? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Greg in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Greg, I got a little riled up, but I'm going to calm myself down.
Well, that's okay. That's not a problem. I like to hear it.
What's on your mind, Greg?
Well, probably one of the reasons why the United States doesn't get attacked is because we are armed with guns. And what is people going to do when there are 600 million Chinese people running down the road? They're going to want us to have those AR-15s and those guns in our houses.
You're darn tootin'. No, sir, you're not. And by the way, those Chinese are coming up right across our southern border. They're already invading our country.
That is correct.
You know, Greg,
we're going to throw rocks at them?
Well, that's a great point. But, Greg, this is why our country to date has not been invaded. The continental U.S. has not been invaded, at least in modern history, because all of us are armed to the teeth.
That is correct.
It's a great point. Greg, appreciate you reminding us of that, and we appreciate you listening to the program. I want to share some breaking news. Just a little offer up a prayer, if you don't mind. We just got word that a Memphis police officer has been shot. The officers were trying to serve a warrant, and somebody in the house and opened fire on the two officers. One was hit, and he's been rushed to the hospital. We understand it looks like he's going to be okay, but you still want to pray for that officer. I'm telling you, it's just these leftists, they put a bullseye. They put a bullseye on every person wearing the badge and uniform. It's just terrible. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. We will open up the phone lines. Does that bother you, though, that you've got the people out there in the Christian world and they're so hate? You know, one of the things I appreciate about Donald Trump is he exposed a lot of these people, because this is really who they are on the inside. They're hypocrites. That's all they are. They're modern day Pharisees. That's who they are. But it still bothers me that there are people out there using their platform to attack all you conservative Christians and make you feel like you're lesser than, while at the same time elevating all the left-wing Christians. 844-747-8868. Folks, now more than ever, we got to support companies and organizations that are sharing our values. That's what we do on this program all the time, and that's why we support Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're doing something about it by donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. And that's why I want you to consider right now making the switch to Patriot Mobile. It's very simple. They have a website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. Be sure to use my promo code, Todd, T-O-D-D. They're going to give you a great discount, free premier activation, and a free gift. I mean, it's a pretty good triple whammy right there. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Stream. Todd, Beth Moore may not have said anything against Amy Grant, but Beth Moore has bashed Trump and is very liberal as well. I left her a long time ago. Good for you. Good for you, Robin. Neil says, I suspect folks should cultivate a good relationship with God. That's the solution to all that ails us in this country. Lorraine, by the way, wants to weigh in on all you folks considering evacuating your blue state. It will come down to your life or theirs. Mass exodus from New York and California. However, not everyone who wishes to move can move. Parents and politicians need to back police and get these kids under control. Well said. Well said, Lorraine. By the way, I want to head over to the Todd Starnes Radio Show Lounge. Our lead singer, Jim Gossett, has a tune for us today.
My kind of town, Chicago is. To get gunned down, Chicago is. My kind of hoodlums too. Hoodlums who, they will shoot at you. And each time I leave Chicagoland, there's blood on my sleeve and on my hand. That new lefty mayor, Chicago is. The old Democrat council, Chicago is. They just got called out by Trump. It's my, all of it is my, my kind of love. Chicago, 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 my kind of love. Chicago.
Well, I'm ready for a steak and some Sinatra there. Well done, Jim Gossett, in the Todd Stearns Radio Show Lounge. You never know what Jim's going to come up with. Could have used a little gunfire, though. You know, I mean, with Chicago these days. So Patti LuPone was hanging out with the Squawking Magpies on The View earlier today. Too much testosterone on that show for my taste, but that's just me. Anyway, Patti LuPone says there's no difference between our Christian right and the Taliban. She says that she could just cry talking about Ron DeSantis and the LGBT community. By the way, some LGBT groups are now issuing a travel advisory warning them that it's just too dangerous to go down to Florida on vacation. This is just ludicrous. They're not gunning down gay people on South Beach. As a matter of fact, there are probably more drag bars per capita in Florida than any other part of the nation. But there you have it. This is the reality of where we are. But Patti LuPone, bashing all you Christian right-wingers, you're no different from the Taliban, man. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, we are expecting Congressman Mark Green to join us in the next hour of the show. But a heads up, that Homeland Security Committee meeting is still underway. So it may or may not happen. Just want to give you a heads up there. But regardless, we have a great final hour of the program lined up for you. Also, folks, I haven't talked about the Daily Biscuit book in a while, and I am such a huge fan of this project. My good friend Michelle Cox and I wrote this devotion book. It is hilarious. It is inspirational. And we actually invited a lot of you guys to send us recipes, which we included in the book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And you can get a copy on Amazon or on my website or wherever you buy your books. I will say this, Mother's Day is coming up, and if you want a book that is really going to make an impact, you want to get this for your mom, for your grandmother, or if you have an aunt or sister, it is a great book for them to have. And I want you to go to our website. If you go to the Todd Stearns store, I will personally autograph and inscribe a copy for your mom, for the lady in your life, on Mother's Day. And we just, look, it's a lot of fun, and I love writing the political books, and I'll have another one coming out later this year. But this was a lot of fun to write with Michelle. She is the lead devotion writer for the Hallmark series, When Calls the Heart. And she's also from the South, Western North Carolina, the Asheville area. And we just had a lot of fun putting this project together. And it's done incredibly well. I get pictures from you all the time. You're at a bookstore or a gift shop, and they've got the book stocked. And we always love seeing pictures of the book. As a matter of fact, if you have any of our books, or if you have a Todd Stearns Show t-shirt or coffee mug, you ought to send us your photographs. And you can do that on social media. Just send us a message. Or if you want to post it on our feed, you can do that. And just give us a great big shout-out, which is what this show is all about. So again, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. If you want to get it in time for Mother's Day, you got to get those orders in this week. We got to make sure we have enough biscuits in the oven to take care of everybody. But that little thing, that little book has sold thousands and thousands of copies. And we just really appreciate that. I told my publisher at the time, I just want to write one book where I don't get a death threat. And so far, so good. Nobody's threatened to shoot me because I was baking biscuits instead of bagels. And you never know these days. It's a wild world out there. So again, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, you can order on Amazon, or if you want a signed copy, got to get those in pretty quickly. You can do that over at toddstearns.com. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour three coming up. We're monitoring the Homeland Security Committee meeting. We've got a couple of other big stories to tell you about as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Thank you.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour three getting underway. We got a lot going on here. We may or may not have Congressman Mark Green from Tennessee scheduled to be with us. Big hearing underway right now about border security. But the hearing is ongoing, so until they can figure all of that out, we may have to reschedule the congressman for another day. Now, the White House just a few moments ago taking some heat. This is fascinating. So apparently Joe Biden has invited the Tennessee Three to the White House. You say, Todd, who are the Tennessee Three? Is that Johnny Cash? He's dead. No, it's not. That was the name of Johnny Cash's group back in the day. But no, the Tennessee Three I'm talking about are the three radical leftist insurrectionists. A guy by the name of Justin Jones, a guy with a big, huge power black afro, with an MLK Malcolm X preacher style voice, a guy by the name of Justin Pearson. And by the way, he's that guy. We played some audio a couple of weeks back. He's sort of like a two-face. One moment when he claims to be oppressed, but he went to a $75,000 a year private college. And back when he was in college just a few years ago, he talked whiter than I do. Whatever. He talked like a white guy. But now he's all about, I'm Todd O'Wid, O'How, Popo Bad. Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, and then some white chick from Knoxville, her name is Gloria Johnson. And so they're the ones, and they have caused all sorts of mayhem. They're wrapping themselves around the dead school children in Nashville, and they're making a national name for themselves. So anyway, they have been invited to the White House. Somebody at the White House press briefing, we'll play this later. We've got the audio. We'll play it later. Somebody actually asked at the White House press briefing, wait a second, KJP. Hello, KJP. I have a question back here. And someone asked a pretty decent question. They said, well, what about the families of the dead? Is the White House going to bring them to Washington, D.C.? Is that going to happen? And KJP said, well, I don't have any information on that. So understand the Democrats. These people are soulless, just soulless, evil political party. This is not your granddaddy's Democrat party anymore, right? These are really bad. You people in Georgia are going to know the name I'm talking about. These are not Zell Miller Democrats. These are really, really bad people. And they're making a political point on the graves of these people. Dead Christian children. Unbelievable. So anyway, we'll play that audio a little bit later. I want to get to this. So Fetterman is back at the Capitol, and he's chairing a committee. And this is going to be, if you are eating a ham sandwich, right, just set it down, swallow what you're chewing, set your sandwich aside, and do not drink anything. This is Senator Fetterneck from Pennsylvania.
I call to this hearing of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Food and Nutrition, especially crops, organics, and research, to order. Chairwoman Stabenow.
Good morning. Or afternoon.
And Ranking Member Boozman, thank you so much for coming.
Boozman.
I thank you for your leadership on this committee, and I look forward to working with you to pass a farm bill. A farm bill that works for small farmers, rural communities, and hungry Americans. I would also like to thank my ranking member, Senator Braun. And I look forward to working closely with you. SNAP is one of the most effective programs to fight hunger and poverty in the country. In my time and effort in IFAS, as the mayor of Braddock to lieutenant governor to now, I have heard from Pennsylvanians about their support for a SNAP. Hunger is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's all of our issue that we have to take it on.
Wake up.
We need to come together and stop playing political games with Americans' access to food. Americans like Cory Jor from the town of Northeast in Pennsylvania tells me that his victim was skimming, which was when somebody stole money and he relied from its SNAP EBT. Mr. Jor is not the first Pennsylvanian I've heard this from. I fear he won't be the last. And I will work in this farm bill to modernize SNAP to work to recipients in the 21st century. I look forward to hearing from you, your witness on this nutrition assistance on the farm bill. And I will now turn to Senator Braun for any opening comments that he would like to make.
Nutrition. Okay, I got it. All right, I was trying to. That one stumped me. Folks, look, we're not going to make fun of stroke patients on this radio program. That's not what we do. But may I just ask just a question to the good people of Pennsylvania? What the hell? What are you people thinking? This guy, he's the best you got? Democrats on Capitol Hill? Joe Biden is more cognizant than this guy. And again, I mean no disrespect to the stroke patient. But the guy had a stroke. He has no business being anywhere near Capitol Hill. He needs to be in a rehab center learning how to eat food with a spoon. This is unbelievable. I will give him props. He did wear a suit and tie. Good for you. I'm assuming he had pants on. I didn't want to look. But again, folks, what is going on at our nation's capital? Are we running some sort of a rehab stroke center with elderly people, geriatric patients wandering the hallway? You got Dianne Feinstein in a bathrobe and her fuzzy slippers wandering around. She doesn't know what nation she's in right now. You've got Mitch McConnell, Senator Turtle, who is in pretty bad shape, by the way.
I'm not called. I'm doing this fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator from the Commonwealth. We appreciate that. Yeah, you sound great, sir. You just keep getting better every day. But seriously,
God, as I was cutting that audio, most of the video was pointed at Fetterman, and then at one point they flipped it to everybody else in the room, and you could just see everybody just staring aimlessly because they have no idea what the guy is saying.
What is he talking about?
It's pretty bad.
And you know, they're pinching themselves. Nobody wants to laugh, you know? I mean, it's horrible. I mean, it's not nutrition. It's nutrition, sir. Nutrition. I know. It makes me a bad person. It really does. I'm sorry. Oh, speaking of nut jobs, we got Patti LuPone. We were talking about this earlier. She was one of the squawking magpies on The View. Take a listen to this.
This before, and I'm going to get in trouble, but I have said this before, and it's been in print. I don't know what the difference between our Christian right and the Taliban is. I have no idea what the difference is.
You're not the only person who's said that.
I just don't know what the difference is.
Yeah.
What's happening in this country right now in the name of religion is so dangerous.
All right, honey, listen up, sweet cheeks. I'm going to tell you the difference right now. Patty, listen up. All you little girls on The View, listen up. I'm going to tell you the difference between the Christian right and the Taliban. Taliban, Taliban, Taliban. I'm going to tell you the difference. The Christian right, Pastor Robert Jeffress, Franklin Graham, they're not going around beheading people.
They're not going around saying convert or you're going to be, your head's going to be chopped off. The Christian right doesn't do that, but the Taliban sure does. By the way, the Christian right, they're not forcing women into the kitchens. They're not pulling girls out of the schools. But you know who is? The Taliban, man. The Taliban. So Patty LuPone, before you get on national television and embarrass yourself, might I suggest you do your homework? Now, if you don't mind, go make me a sandwich. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
All right, was it Peter Doocy? I think it was Doocy over at Fox News. He got the I knew it wasn't the African reporter. They won't allow him to ask questions. Have you noticed? Anybody worried about the optics of that over at the Biden White House? I mean, this is the president who used to lunch with the segregationist. Oh, my word. So anyway, KJP, who is the nation's historic first Black immigrant lesbian press secretary, and she has no experience in the comms world, so she's refusing to let the black dude from Africa ask any questions. So Doocy had to ask this question from Fox about the Tennessee Three. Take a listen.
So Monday, you're going to have three of the lawmakers who protested after...
Peacefully protested.
Who peacefully protested
insurrectionist
after the Nashville Covenant School shooting. Have any of the victims or the victims' families been invited to the White House?
I don't have anything to read out to you about any invite.
Why?
I just don't have anything at this time to read out to you any invite. What I can say to you right now is that the president is focused on getting things done.
So in other words, they're using the dead children to make a political point. Just want to throw that out there, folks. These are very bad people we're dealing with, just very bad. CNN, the most profane name in news.
Brian Negro Network.
Oh, Judge Joe Brown, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Thank you, Judge. So CNN had a bit of a heated debate this morning. Don Lemon, and no, he didn't get, no, it wasn't Don and the women. Finally, he's actually going up against a man. Our friend Vivek Ramaswamy, who was on the program a couple of weeks ago, running for the White House, and he and Don Lemon got into it. Take a listen.
I don't really see what one has to do with the other, especially considering and using the Civil War to talk about black Americans. That war was not fought for black people to have guns. That's not.
That war was fought for black people to have freedoms in this country.
Yeah.
Actually, that's why the Civil War was fought.
Okay.
And the sad
part
about it.
That wasn't fought for black people to have guns, I think.
Actually, you want to know a funny fact is black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think that that's one of the lessons that we learned.
Black people still aren't allowed to enjoy the freedoms.
I disagree with you on that, Don. I disagree with you. And I think you're doing a disservice to our country by failing to recognize the fact that we have equality before the law.
When you are in black skin and you live in this country, then you can disagree with me. But we're not. You mentioned in here that we have three different shades of melanin.
Don, I think we have to be able to talk about these issues in the open regardless of the color of our skin. Black Americans today, to say that, compare that to 1865 and 1964.
I think to compare it to 1865 and 1964 is actually, I think it's insulting to black people. It's insulting to me as an African American. I don't want to sit here and argue with you because it's infuriating for you to put that, to put those things together. It's not right. Your telling of history is wrong.
What part of the history was wrong?
What part of the history was wrong? That the Civil War was fought. You're making people think that the Civil War was fought for black people, only for black people to get guns and for black people to
The Civil War was fought for black people in this country to get freedoms, a noble mission. And I think that even after we succeeded, we had to actually secure those freedoms.
To reduce it in a speech at the NRA to say, you're making people think, or you're trying to say that black people, to get guns, that was the reason that you're there at the NRA. That was the reason for the Civil War.
It is a
fact. That's reductive.
It's not reductive,
and I think it's insulting. There are a whole plethora of reasons that for the Civil War.
With due respect, I find your explanation reductive and actually insulting, including to black Americans, to say that black people today, compared to 1964, 1865, haven't made progress in part because of the freedoms we secured. And the Second Amendment was
black
part
people,
of the security.
Hang on, please. I cannot keep a thought if you guys are talking to me in my ear. So hang on one second. So to say that black people, say what you said again.
Black people secured their freedoms after the Civil War. It is a historical fact, Don. Just study it. Only after their Second Amendment rights were secured.
They were not secured their freedoms after the Civil War. That is not. You are discounting Reconstruction. You're discounting a whole host of things that happened after the Civil War when it comes to African Americans, including the whole reason that the Civil Rights Movement happened is because black people did not secure their freedoms after the Civil War, and that things turned around. People tried to change the freedoms that were supposed to happen.
And you know how they got it? They got their Second Amendment rights, and they actually got the NRA played a big role in that. But today, Don, the
NRA did not play a big role.
They trained black Americans how to use firearms.
That's a lie. That's not. The NRA did not play a big role.
This is just historical fact.
It's not a historical fact.
The part that I find...
Just because you say it's a historical fact.
The part that I find insulting is when you say today black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through
the
civil rights revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Here's where you and I have a
different point of view. The freedoms black and white, that black people don't have in this country and that black people do have.
Well, here's where you and I have a different point of view. I think we should be able to express our views regardless of the color of our skin. We should have this debate without me regarding
views,
you as a black man, but me regarding
here,
you as a fellow citizen.
That you're
That's
sitting
what I think
here,
we should
whatever ethnicity you are, explaining to me
whatever ethnicity
about
I'm,
what
tell
it's like to be black.
Whatever
America.
Ethnicity I am, I'll tell you what I am. I'm an Indian American. I'm proud of it. But I think we should have this debate. Black, white, doesn't matter.
I think we should have this
on
debate.
The content
should,
of the ideas.
If you're going to do it, you should do it in an honest way and in a fair way. And what you're doing is not an honest and fair way. Okay? We appreciate you coming on.
With due respect, Don, I look forward to continuing that conversation.
All right, good for you, Vivek, standing up to Don Lemon. By the way, you know, Don brought up this this argument that that Ramaswamy didn't have a right to have this kind of a conversation because of his skin color. Guys, just guys in control, Kyle, Dylan, I just want you to both to pull up side-by-side photographs of Vivek Ramaswamy and Don Lemon, and I want you to tell me who has the lighter complexion.
Vivek's a little... A little darker.
A little. I just take a look. Take a look, America. I'm not sure. Old Don. Don maybe out of your league on this one, Don. By the way, Don is also incorrect about blacks in Reconstruction South. Now, if you're a student of history, you know that the first blacks were actually elected to Congress and the U.S. Senate and local and state legislatures in the aftermath of the Civil War and during Reconstruction. As a matter of fact, 16 blacks served in the Congress during Reconstruction, the year after the Civil War ended. More than 600 were elected to state legislatures and hundreds held local offices across the South. So Vivek Ramaswamy was absolutely correct here, and I'm proud of him for calling out Don Lemon and these lies, because people like Don Lemon want you to believe that the black person in America today is more oppressed than they were in the 1950s and 60s and the 1860s. And it's simply not true. So good for you, Mr. Ramaswamy, for standing your ground. Unbelievable the kind of stuff that's going on over there. But give you a little bit of the back and forth between Mr. Ramaswamy and Don Lemon. RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., announcing his run for the White House. Very interesting. We're sort of shaping up again for a 1976 election. If you remember, that was when you had Jimmy Carter. I'm sorry, 1980, when you had Ted Kennedy challenging Jimmy Carter for the nomination, a hapless president incumbent being challenged by a member of the Kennedy family. It looks like we're getting a repeat of that. We'll see how that plays out. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Before we go to the phones, let me explain something about why the Democrats and these squishy Republicans like Tennessee Governor Bill Lee want to get our guns. Because ultimately, they are all part of the Uni Party. And we've talked about this. We had Monica Crowley on the show this week, and she talked about the Uni Party, where pretty much these people, the rhinos and the Democrats, all think the same thing. And these people are all closet liberals. Shouldn't be a surprise. Bill Lee was an accidental governor the first go around. He won re-election. But there are a lot of uniparty people out there on the state and the national level. We just have to root them out, and we have to make sure that we get rock-solid Second Amendment supporters into those offices. Understand this, folks. Without the Second Amendment, we have no rights at all. Let's go to the phones. James in North Carolina. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Todd? You feeling better?
You know, I am, James. Appreciate that. I should be back up to full speed in about a week or so.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, I live in Craven County, North Carolina, and I was doing some research at the local library. And lo and behold, the largest slaveholder in neighboring Jones County was a black man. And it was called Foy Plantation, and his name was Foy, and he had more slaves than anybody in Craven or Jones County. And you would never know that. I accidentally ran across it in a history book, and you would never know that. They don't teach anything like that. Davy Crockett was a slave. His daddy owed a rich man a bunch of money. So he took Davy to the man's house and dropped him off from the time he was 5 years old to the time he was 12 years old to pay off his debt. Irish people were slaves. Chinese people were slaves. But you would never know any of that by listening to these talking heads on TV. And I've had enough of it. How about you?
James, I had enough of it about a decade or so ago. And it troubles me that so many people are buying into this. But Just put yourself in this position. You're a kindergartner. You're back in kindergarten, James, and your teacher tells you, little white boy, you should be ashamed of yourself because God made you white. He made a mistake, and you have to apologize. You have to repent. And little black child over there, you are oppressed. So God made you a victim. And that's how they're so you learn that in kindergarten, and it is reinforced for 12 consecutive years of education. James, you're coming out of that great school, and you're going to be rioting in the streets of Chicago, which is exactly what happened over the weekend.
What are we supposed to do, Todd? What can we do? We fought wars. I mean, what can we do to make it right? I asked a black person. I said, how much money could we write you a check for right now to make things straight, man, so we'd never have to hear this again? And they didn't have a number. And I guarantee you, if we paid them a number, they still wouldn't be happy.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, hold on a second, James. To answer that question, and I'll let you finish your thought here, San Francisco said $5 million per person. And I don't even think that's going to be enough.
Well, let me tell you this. The KKK was started in Jones County, Mississippi in 1865 because the slaves, the ex-slaves won their right to vote. So the Democratic Party started the KKK because the slaves voted Republican because Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. So they started the KKK to keep them from voting for Republican. And you've probably never heard that. And the only reason I saw it, I watched the movie, the Matthew McConaughey movie, Free State of Jones. And at the very end of it, it explained that in the credits of the movie. And I had never heard that before in my life.
James,
great movie, Watt.
I've seen that movie, and it is a great movie. There's another story about Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was one of the leaders of the Klan. Terrible man. He did horrible things, but he had a relationship. He had an encounter with Christ, and he changed his life, and he completely repented of his past sins, and he spent the rest of his life starting Sunday school classes and doing what he could to make good for all the evil he had caused. You don't hear that story of redemption, because there are people out there that don't believe in redemption. They want to advance a narrative, and the narrative is not there. It's just like what happened the other day in Chicago, where you had that mob attack the poor white girl and her black friend, and who was it that came to the rescue? A black good Samaritan. Those are the stories we need to be talking about in America, but nobody wants to talk about that, James. They want to create their own version of history.
We all work around each other every day.
Yep.
I get along with gay people, black people, Jewish people, and we have no problem until you go home and turn the TV on, okay?
What about the Irish people? You get along with those are my people.
Well, my people was traced back to Wales. My people's lived in eastern North Carolina since 1703. We traced it back. Nelson's Bay in Atlantic North Carolina was named after my people 300 years ago.
So you know your history,
James.
So
we've been here.
You know your history.
Yes, sir.
And that's important.
If you forget history, you'll repeat it.
That's true. That's true. We actually come from an itinerant group of moonshiners in the Carolinas, our family. So one of them was a Methodist preacher. He wasn't all that good of a preacher, but
Johnson?
I don't know, but he wasn't that good of a